Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Aaron Perner, who's owner of Cat Carpets. How you doing, Aaron?
Doing terrific, Kemp. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to talk to you. I didn't get a chance to see you at the Carpet One show. Did you come, or did you send somebody else there?
Yeah, we're actually working on something I'm not ready to talk too many people about yet. Okay. So, you know, I'll be talking to you later. We got some new exciting business plans that we've got that we'll let everybody know about in the marketplace in the coming months.
Okay. Well, I wanted to catch up with you, but before we do that, let's just give a little background. I'll start out to say that we do a top 100 list every year in November, top 100 retailers, and you're a big player. You were in the number 29 position, and I got to admit that the top 11 or 12 are these big, huge national accounts. So as far as a specialty retailer, you're way up there, doing about $44 million a year. Why don't you fill in a little bit, tell our listeners a little bit more about who CAP is?
Well, thank you, Kemp. I think we're probably the tallest, you know, one of the tallest midgets compared to the big national companies. What we are is, I would tell you that I'm a second-generation business owner, grew up in the business, weird kid, loved what I was doing. I don't know whether it was running on rolls of carpet when I was growing up or what, but I always wanted to be in the flooring business and candidly wanted to work with my father. And so I was that weird kid that got his life dream, I would tell you, and I'm living it right now. The kinds of businesses that we operate, we're one of the original 10 members. We were number 6 of Carpet One. So we're a dyed-in-the-wool, I would tell you, CCA partner. With their growth, our growth has gone as well. So we've got, you know, currently floor trader businesses. We've got our Carpet One business. We've got ProSource business. We do commercial and builder work. We've got an aircraft interior products division, which is our own company, separate, distinct, and we own and operate a carpet mill called White Oak Carpets.
And you also have some Big Bob stores too, right?
Yes, we're a member of Big Bob's. Great company. Yeah.
And you operate in a few markets. I know you're in Wichita, and I believe you're in St. Louis, so talk about that.
Yeah, we've since you and I talked, we've expanded quite a bit. We're actually, you know, currently we reside in 5 states.
Okay.
You know, we've got, you know, business interests in Kansas and between Kansas City, Topeka, mm-hmm. Wichita. We've got interest in Nebraska and Omaha. Mm-hmm. We've got interest in Iowa and Des Moines. Mm-hmm. We've got St. Louis, Missouri is one of our places where our businesses are at. And then our carpet mill is in Spindle, North Carolina.
Okay, we'll get to that. I want to talk about that in a minute. All right, so tell us, just at retail, I know you spend a lot of money to bring people into the stores. Talk a little bit about business conditions, if you would.
I don't know. I think we may be unique. You know, I watch very closely, and candidly, Kemp, you're one of my friends, and I get information from you on what's, you know, from your magazine and from you personally, what's going on in the industry. You know, I think the business conditions, we've hit the bottom of the pool. We're slowly sloping up. Small business increase. If you look at the consumer sentiment that's out there, I know it's down, but overall, I mean, the market seems to be better this year. Mm-hmm. The numbers, the industry numbers out there were substantially exceeding. We're double-digit growth this year, which I feel very blessed and thankful for.
Well, let me just ask you, because a lot of people will hear about all your expansion and then your increase in the number of stores, but if you just did a same-store sale type of comparison, are you seeing growth there also?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Candidly, Kemp, in the last year, we didn't open up businesses.
Right.
We've done an awful lot of work in fine-tuning, so that double-digit growth number that I gave you is same-store sales.
So you, another example, I've done a few interviews in the last few weeks with people that really know what they're doing. You're another example of those people that just know how to operate, and even in this what some would call flat market, you're growing, so which is fantastic.
I feel very fortunate. We've just got terrific people and great partners, and it's not me, certainly. I mean, it's the people I get the pleasure of working with every day and those important partners that give us great things to sell.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let me ask you, go into another little topic real quick. You mentioned your White Oak Carpet Mill, which is in North Carolina, and that has a long history. White Oak's been around for a while. We actually mentioned it in our 20th anniversary and perhaps might have misled a few readers because we had a consolidation chart in there and we showed where Taiping had acquired White Oak, and that did indeed happen, but after they owned it, you actually bought it, and I believe you've owned it since 2009. Is that right?
Well, we have, Kemp. You know, your article was very accurate. Mm-hmm. I think the intent was consolidation.
Right.
It didn't really deal with the reconsolidation and the changes with player changes after the fact. That's exactly what happened is in 2009, as many companies do, they bring together what they believe is a good fit for what consolidation they have in mind, but often it's not exactly the way they wanted it, and so they then move on and rationalize part of their portfolio, and we were the beneficiary of that rationalization from Taiping.
And so you bought it in 2009. Let's talk just real quickly about it. A family started this, and it's kind of in the middle of nowhere in North Carolina, and you focus in two areas, I believe. You focus on some of your aircraft products, which have to be made out of natural products based on fire, and you also put together a very attractive line of upper-end residential products, don't you?
We do, and thank you for asking about it. Kim, kind of where we're at is that the mill has grown dramatically since we took it over in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
What we really specialize in is that, you know, ability to create something unique and inspired for that individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look at the head of state kind of VIP market that we go after in aviation, we're able to have the capability from a tufting technology standpoint to do things that are, in many ways, things you can't even do with handmade. If you look at the products and the pattern and the texturing and the ability for us to manage the pile heights that are out there to create unique three-dimensional texturing that can just literally jump off the floor, and then the ability to mix colors and exotic yarns, we're very proud to have a partnership with, you know, a very large international supplier that provides us with merino wool.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a very close alliance with the Growers Association for mohair, which is really nice. I mean, we got fiber literally coming from West Texas, if you can imagine, that we use in our manufacturing process with our carpets that we've got. So, you know, we do an amazing job with, you know, high-end, very custom, made-to-order residential interior products for very fine, high-quality carpets. But then also for the same head of state VIP market we do for the internal settings for corporate jets or, you know, really rock stars would be the very best of the best when it comes to interiors of corporate jet market.
How much of what you sell out of White Oak is running line versus custom?
What I would tell you is no running line. Mm-hmm. Every single one of the orders that we have is customized some way, you know, whether it's color, be it width, links, patterns. I mean, everything we do is as unique as the fingerprint of the customers that touch us with their interest.
If somebody's listening to this and they're a retailer and some rock star walks in and is looking for something pretty exotic, then they can call you and you can make it for them. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, you can call us. You don't have to speak Mandarin, right? And, you know, we're a USA company,
yeah.
And we've got USA designers, USA tufting and hand finishing. And we can make product very unique for what their needs are.
All right, Aaron, it's great to talk to you. Again, we've been talking to Aaron Perner, who's owner of Cap Carpets, and you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.